Okay, Rabbi. Today we're continuing in Yanei Shechita. And the shiur that we're giving today is on Shechitas Akum, a Goy Shechtim. So the question is, what is the status of Shechita of a Goy? Is it mamash or nothing? Or maybe it is something? So the pasuk says, "Chiyomus min habehema shehiv lachem laochva nogeh benivnosu yitmo d'orav." So there are two aspects to shechita you have to realize. One aspect is that shechita makes something mutotach b'achila. That's number one. But there's another aspect, and that is that if something doesn't have shechita and it dies without shechita, that's called a nevela. The nevela has two aspects. One is it's asur b'achila. Another aspect is that the nevela is metame. Nevela is metame. You don't have that by macholos asuris generally. Like bosu b'cholov is not metame. A treif is not metame. Nevela is metame. So when somebody shechs, so not only does he machshir the food b'achila, but he's also matar midei nevela. So the question is, by a goy, does the shechita is meaningless, that it's not mutar b'achila and it's still matame, or maybe there is some meaningfulness, as we'll see. So the Gemara says, "V'chayomus min abehema shehiv lachem lo ochla nogeh benivnosa yitmo ad'orav." That if a behema dies and you touch the nevela, you're tame. Because as we said, nevela is matame, not v'ochel min nivnosa. Yichabes b'godav tame ad'orav. I know it's nivnosa yichabes b'godav tame ad'orav. So that's the Gemara says on page 3 in Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Minayin l'treifa shishchitosa metarasa. That how do we know that if you have a treifa, you have an animal that has siman l'treifa, and you shecht it, then at least it'll still be asur b'achila, because it's a treifa anyway, but it'll be metar midei nevela. And the Gemara says like this: Behema tameya asur b'achila, avtreifa asur b'achila. That a behema tameya is also b'achila, but that's a non-kosher species, like a pig. But treif is also b'achila. Ba'behema tameya in shchitosa mitarosa. So I might think that a behema tameya, if you shecht it, it's meaningless. Meaningless. Can't shecht a pig. At least by a treifa, there was a shasa kosher. At one point, it was kosher before it became treifa. But what if it was born treifa? But at least by treifa, the min is roy for shechita. Behema tameya, a pig, the min isn't even roy the shechita. So therefore, it's a difference that by a treifa you can shecht it and it's meaningful. It won't be metayer b'achila because it's also b'achila, but at least it'll be metayer midei nevela v'ashein came by a behema. So that's what the Rambam writes on page 4. Shefa shenishchata shechita kshera afal pi shasur b'achila rei hi tehora. Chera shocher sa behema mlatsa ba'ubur So you have the idea that a treifa that it was shechted, still going to be osur b'achila, but very tahora. But it's going to, mitar midein nevela, because it is a ma'isa shechita. So hence there are two aspects to shechita. Shechita is matir b'achila, and it's also matir b'day nevela. So the Torah tells us on page 5, Ki yirchach mincha mokam sheyivcha Hashem elkecha l'shum shum oshom v'zavachta mibarachkarcha u'mitzoncha asher nosan Hashem l'chach asher tzivisicha l'chalda b'sharecha b'chol v'zach shal ashecha. So that's the pasuk we saw yesterday, is the makor of shechita. V'zavachta k'asher tzivisicha Allah l'mo shivisinai. So now the question is, what is the status of a goy? So take a look for a second on page 9. The Mishnah says, "Shchitas ove kachovim nevela umetama b'masa." So you have a beferish Mishnah that says that the shchita not only, it's not good to matar to matir achila, it's a nothing. It's a nevela, and nevela is matama. Nevela is matama. So the pashat in the Mishnah is that that nothing was accomplished. Nothing was accomplished with the shechita. That's the simple pshat. However, this is not so simple. Well, of course, it should be very simple, very, very straightforward. But let's see how the Rambam understands this this din. Look at the Rambam, page 12, Perek Dalet, Halach Yud Aleph. Akum Sheshochat. If the goy shechs, Afal Pi Sheshochat B'fnei Yisrael, B'sakin Yofa, Afilu Hoya Katan, Shchitasa nevela v'loke al achilasa menatoyer. Right? So then I'm calling for the chaldim zivko. So that's number one. But then in sif halacha miyud beis says the geder gadol gadru. Redover. Shafil akum she'ina ovira v'rezor shkitos in the veil. So he says, because the first halacha that says you get malchus, that for states of means a goy that worships a v'rezor. But then we have a goy that doesn't worship of Avodah Zarah. So the shaila is there a difference on the halacha? So one could read simply in the Rambam that geder gadol gidru b'dover, that really the din d'oraisa, that the goy is nothing, is talking about a goy that what? That worships Avodah Zarah. But maybe a goy that doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, maybe that's different. So sagt der Rambam, the way we'll see the different ways of learning the Rambam. Still, geder gadol gidur, means midrabanan, they still said the sheet is nevel. Whereas the din d'orais of a guy is the guy who worships avodah zara. That is shechitas nevel midrais. But maybe if he's a guy, but he doesn't worship avodah zara, that's only midrabanan. That's how the Kesef Mishnah learns. Take a look. Get the gadol gidru b'dover. Nira shabena sover shakol she'enu oved avodah zara enu ela midrabanan. Rosh kosov b'shem read the time b'shem d'siv is avachta v'chalta osu shu bar zvicha echo mezivcha. So we'll see what that means shortly. So let's try to understand what's going on here. So as I look, there is a concept in Hilchas Shechita called a bar zvicha. That you have to be a bar zvicha. You have to be someone who's mitzuva in kashrus. So you mitzuva that you have to shecht if you want to eat meat. So it could be that the concept of a shechita not being good by a goy is because he's Eino Bar Zvicha. In other words, he's not part of this pasuk of the Zavachta, Kasher Tzivisicha. This pasuk that we said before, the Zavachta, the Becharcha, Asher Noson Hashem Lecha, Kasher Tzivisicha. Now, if that would be the case, then anyone who's not a Yid is not Mitzuva. So therefore, if they're not mitzvah, they're not in the parsha of Shechita. So if they're not in the parsha of Shechita, they're not chayiv, and then their Shechita is meaningless. And the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Gimel on the base has a bigger chiddush. In other words, lo mi boy, somebody who's a goy, that's for sure. He's a goy, so he's not a baricha. But what about a mumer? Somebody who's a yid. But he's a mumer lahakis. So Tosis, I once heard a shiur when you from Rav Lifshitz Zatzal, this Tosis. You take a look at the bottom Tosis on page 7 there, on the bottom, the Kasavar Kusim Ger Ayari saying. He says, "Shkitosim psul k'moshal lovei kachavim mizavachta, mashat hazoveh chata ochel. Plomer also shu bar zvicha, lafuke ovei kachavim, ochel nevelus lahakis." So those people are not bar zvicha. So that's a big chiddush, because a goy you could say he's not mitzuva. A mumer's mitzuva. He's just doesn't. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, the two mumrim in the Gemara, mumr the Teyovah and mumr lahachis. So as Rav Shechter pointed out, the pshat is that the Teyovah just means that he has the Yetzirah. Say, the kosher meat is more expensive, the treif meat is cheaper. so he wants to save money, so he'll go for the treif meat. But if the kosher meat and the treif meat are both the same price, he'll definitely go for the kosher. Because Rav Shakta pointed out, lahakis, he doesn't care. He's in a makpid, so even if the treif and the kosher are the same, he doesn't care about it. It's all the same. So why should I go for the kosher or the treif? Whichever my hand will pick up first, he'll say. So that's cool. So Tosis Mechadish, that's called Eino Bar Zvicha. And then the Shechit is nothing. He's talking about
in
other words, the Pasuk says, V'zavachta. You have to be a Bar Zvicha. But if you're not a Bar Zvicha, then the Yeshkit is no good. And he gives you two examples. Mafuke ovi kachavim, ochol levelos lahachis. So that's an added chiddush, because a goy is not mitzuva. Ochol levelos lahachis is mitzuva, but he's as Rav Shakta pointed out, he's in lahachis, he's in a makpid.
Is this true with the Rambam, like ovi kachavim, dafka?
Oh, so one second, so one second. Oh, so one second. So that's one approach. That anyone who's not a yid or doesn't care, he is lav bar zvicha. However, there's another approach to this whole sugya, and that is brought down in the Rush. And that is to say that a goy is considered a bar zvicha. What do you mean a goy is considered a bar zvicha? Or he shouldn't be a bar zvicha. So there's another approach to this whole sugya. And that's to say that a goy is a human being. So he's considered a bar zvicha, but if you're a monkey or something like that, you're not a bar zvicha, you're not a person. So then what's the problem with the goy? What's the problem with the goy? So the Rush explains that the problem with the goy is another pasuk. That is here Kisisa. It says Shmor Lech on page 10 and 11. Shmor Lech Eish Hashem Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Nigorish Mivdechanim. Says Pentichros Bris the Yoshev Haaretz. They come and eat from the goy. So you're gonna get a Gemara Chulin? See in a second. Yeah, sure. Okay, so if you look at the Rambam for a second, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, Rav Goldenberg discusses it. He says a different variant. So Rav Goldenberg has this from the Rav. Akum Sheshachat, page 12, Dalad Yudal. Akum Sheshachat, Akum Bisheshachat, is made so, something else, I feel like a cotton, is done. Lokal Hachilam, so Shenemer, Karloch of Chaltim is Zivko. So he doesn't say because of Lav Bar Zvika, he says Karloch of Chaltim is Zivko, which some interpret, as we'll see in a second, that means that when you eat from the goy, the Torah, even though it's not, he didn't shecht it l'shem avodah zarah. He didn't shecht it l'shem avodah zarah. He shecht it at stam. But the Torah is telling us we treat it like it shecht it l'avodah zarah. That's what the Rosh explains. Rambam, he quotes the Ri. Ri says shkitas goy is lav bar zvicha. The Rambam says the Rosh. And it's in Simon Hay. A Rama perish Mishum Nasiv, the Karl Hav Haldim Zivcho. Yaha Shihishi is Shematochom Zivcho, Atalamech and Zivcho also. Because he's saying that you're going to get too close to the Goyim, you're going to come to eat from their Shechita. So it must be that the Shechita is also. So what's the problem? So some explain that it's like. They treat it like avodah zarah, like yeshechted avodah zarah. That's why the pasuk saying that you shouldn't get too close to them, then you'll come to worship. And then you worship the goyim. You got to destroy their avodah zarah, and just ultimately you'll come and eat from them. So some explain that it's a din of treat the shechita like a varazar. It's like a shechta la varazar. So it's not that it's a lav bar zvicha. It's not like it's a lav bar zvicha. The Rosh says it's a separate reason. That it's a psul of karolacha v'chalta mizivcha. So it could be that the shechita really is a good shechita b'tor the issue of lav bar zvicha, that it is bar zvicha, but it's a separate issur. And the pashup shot would be that if you shechta, that's what the Rambam is saying, if you, the way some explain, that if you shechta lav bar zara, so then imamish, that's the real issur. She's also Mivela of Lokal Kilosim and Atorah. She never heard of Haldim Zivko. But the psul of Shkitas Akum is an Avodah Zarah Dikka Halacha. But yet the Gadol Gidru, the way the Kesem Mishnah says, that even if he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, we still put Mid Rabbanan in Nisar on his Shkita. And that's how the Kesem Mishnah says. But the Rambam says it's only the Rabbanan. If Rosh Kosev B'Shem Ri, the time we shouldn't receive is of Achdel Chalda. And then, but the other pshat is a different pshat. It's a din of Avodah Zarah. So then, it's interesting. You have there's a Mechilta, the Rashbi, that they quote. Some, Rav Kasher has this whole theory that a lot of the Rambams are based on the Mechilta, the Rashbi. So he says, Hatichas Bishi Yoshivars, on page 15, Nechashi Hizzi Jalachal Mizifra Talamich Zifra Osir. Nikan Omushkitas and Nochin Neveva, Umetabi Bemasa. That we see that the Mechilta Rashbi darshans on this pasuk that Shechitas Akum is pasuk, as opposed to Tosis, who learns it out from the pasuk of Zavachta. that you have to be a bar zvicha. So let's see further. So the so in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down on page 21. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Shkitas Akum Nevela. Shkitas Akum is Nevela. Afilo Eino Veda Ovei Kachom. So he says, the Shach, Nir Lafiyah Nambay, is Nir Lafiyah Nir Taiti, Shkitas Nevela Midoraisa. That the Shkita is Nevela Midoraisa of Kuli Alma, even if he's not Ovid of Avodah Zarah. And then the way the Kesem Mishnah learns is that there's a machlokus. The Ri holds that it's a din of Eina Bar Zvicha, that a goy is Eina Bar Zvicha, and even Mumel Hach is Eina Bar Zvicha. And the Rambam learns it's all a din of Avodah Zarah, so it's only somebody who's Oda Veda Avodah Zarah. And someone who's not, that's only a din Rabbanan. Shach discusses, is that the real pshat in the Rambam? Before the Shach, let's see the Taz. The Taz wants to say in Nachkamina, where the second arrow is, near the Nachkamina, Ben Perish Rambam, the Reeve Rush, the Rambam have a Gertosha of Mutter. Kevin Shayotzon Michlal Ha'ami. Rafagav Kosov Torbashim, the Rambam also be Gertosha, hiding with the Rabbon, Mosh Kosov Yosef, there get the God of Gidril. Well, a Rush, the Reeve, also be Gertosha of a few Minotaur. So Gertosha is an example of somebody who's a goy, but he's not no vid of Avodah Zarah. So according to the Rambam, a ger toshav shchita would only be a problem with Rabbanan. And according to the Ri, a ma'aser ger toshav is a goy. So it still would be awesome. But the Shach doesn't like this whole thing. He says, he doesn't like the whole thing. And he says that they all had the Sifrei HaRambam Shenidbusu B'Venetzia, Shnas Shin Yud, towards the bottom. Udra Nusko Zul B'chol B'chol. Ava B'Sifrei HaChach Tibkama HaChach Shenuska Muta Sif. It's a wrong Gerson that they're in the Rambam. So what's the wrong Gerson? So he says, "Chay Nichnas B'Docha." So what's the so the Shach explains before that the Gerson is Kusi She Ein Oved Avodah Zarah Shkitos on the Veil. Mashmal hedi davka shchitas kusi she'ino over avodah chovim hu dehavi midrabanan. Because what's the story with the Kusim? Kusim, they converted. And there were lions, and they were afraid of the lions, so they converted out of fear. So the Gera Arias. So Tosis is Kasha, so then what's the Machlokas? Gera Arias, Gera Rams. So Tosis says that the question is whether they converted again, not out of fear, or not. So that's the Machlokas Tosis says. Shach always likes to say it's a historical Machlokas. Whether it's supposed to say, whether they should, everyone agrees they converted out of the lions, so the lions shouldn't eat them up. But the question is, did they? They have the Tosis on page 7, Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom. And the Kusim, Echagir Aras, Echagir Chalamos, Gam Gamri Pachar Aras, Kusim Luskan Gamri Tziv, Rogan Vada Omer Gir Emes. So, the question is, one opinion says they didn't totally convert because they still were worshiping Avodah Zarah. Another opinion says that the Shuvn is Gairu Lagamri, that afterwards they did convert Lagamri. But whatever way you say, that Chazal afterwards they worshipped Avodah Zarah, so then Chazal were mafkia the Geirus. Chazal were mafkia the Geirus, so they made them goyim midrabanan. That's what the verse says in Chulin. That they were Chazal, they saw Dvus Yonah that they were worshipping, and they said, forget it. So the Shach says that's what the Rambam is referring to, a Kusi. A Kusi is a goyim midrabanan, because the Kusim converted. Either they had a good conversion, or they didn't have a good conversion, or they reconverted, but they became Yidden, and then they were taken away, the Yiddishkeit. So that's what it's referring to, the Gedor Gadol Godru, that it was only a Derabbana. But if somebody's mamish a goy, that's a regular din, that it's a. That it's the Raisa no good. And the Rambam never made to make that chiluk. So the way we have the Geirus is Mashmi, the Rambam made that chiluk, like the Kesef Mishnah said. But the Shach says that that's not a proper Geirus. It shouldn't say, Akum She'eno Vedekoa, it's Kusi. So, but it comes out that there could be a fundamental machlokas. If you get the Shach, the regular way with the Kesef Mishnah and the Taz, is there's a fundamental machlokas whether the psul of a goy is a psul of Eidah Bar Zvicha or is it a psul of Avodah Zarah? And so some Rishonim hold Rosh that it's La Bar Zvicha. So then it's nothing. And the Rambam says, no, they are Bar Zvicha. Some explain that, because the later Bar Zvicha is Lafuke, like a Kof or something like that. But in a Hanami, they're a Bar Zvicha. So then it's a separate Isser that somebody's over the Avodah Zarah, the Shechit is no good, and that's the Pasuk in Kisisa. That you're going to get friendly with the Goyim, those Goyim are worshiping Avodah Zarah, and you're going to eat their shechita. So what's wrong with eating the shechita? So it must be that the Torah says the shechita is no good because it's like a psul of tzki'ilu, they view their shechita as the shechita of Avodah Zarah. And some want to say that the Rambam's makor is that mechilta the Rashbi that says that that's the makor that a goy shechita is no good. Rav Shechter in one of the svarim here, Ripnine Harav says, quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbeinu Amram Shem Agrach, the Stav Reish Ovos, that maybe together, Godru could be a Daraisa. But sometimes you have a Daraisa that's Yad. So he wants to say that maybe it's a Din Daraisa even. That the real Din is a Din of Avodah Zarah. But together, Godru, that even someone who's not Ovid of Azara is a Din Daraisa, that the Shechit is not good. And the Rambam never meant to say it's the Rabbanah.
Could there be any difference in
halakha
between those two
halakhas?
You
mean,
if you say that it's a Din Daraisa,
so he's saying he wants to say that he could say that it's the Ikir Daraisa and then the Siag Daraisa. Or you could say
it's the same Daraisa, right?
Yeah, it's the old Daraisa. Or you could say the Pashup Shad is a Daraisa and a Drabana. Now let's continue seeing what's going on here.
The Rambam agrees, regardless, that a member of the Hafez, the Shechita is possible in Daraisa. So the only Achimina that we saw was in the Gerd Bishop.
Okay, that's what the Taz says. Okay. One second. Okay, take a look now, one second, page 16. The Shechitas Akam Devela Matamba Marasa Vafilu Yisrael Omer Al Gavav. So the question is, so he says the krovos of Arizara in Tomer Elohi Asur Machila Din Torah. So Rambam is saying that it's possible to have that Shechitas Akum is Matayr Midei Nevela. And they say this, some want to say the Rambam L'shitaso, because the Rambam holds that it is a Shechita. So it's Matar Medei Nevela. The Mishnah says it's Matamba B'masa. So maybe that whole din of Matamba B'masa is only the Rabbanan. Shaf Zemedivei Torah, Shei Tumas Avodah Zarah, the Tumas Tikrovta midvayim kmo sheisbar, ulal vazan shachar kufus in nesta shkitosim. And the question is, in Tomer, v'alei yasur b'achila din Torah. So So if it's asur machila midin Torah, so why are you saying the tum is only the rabbanan? Lo kol asur machila mitame. So he says his famous mashal that not everything is asur machila is mitame. You could have something that's asur machila like shchitas akum, but it's not mitame. The Mishnah says it is. That could only be midrabanan. Shrei treifa asura utahora. So you have a shech the treifa. But as the Rambam is comparing shech goyish shokat to shechitas treifa. Shechitas treifa is going to be asur ba achila, but yet it's matayim day nevela. So shechitas akum is going to be asur ba achila. It'll still retire me day veil me the rice. So there's a famous kasha that the Brisker Rav deals with. That is, what's the comparison? By treifa, that's a separate issur. So the shechita worked maybe totally, but this is what happens to be its treifa. Because maybe the shechita was matar everything, but there's a separate thing why you can't eat it, because it's treif. But shechita over here, if it's shechitas akum, you want to say that it could work for the tara, but it can't work for the achila. But we don't see that by treifa. By treifa, maybe in theory it worked for both. So there was a separate issa there, so therefore you can't, lamaisa, you can't eat it. But who says it didn't work? What's the raya that the Rambam's saying that you could see a shkita could work in partial? Normally shkita works for both. A kosher animal, then you shecht it, it's matayim v'achila, and it's matayim v'day nevela. But now you want to tell me that shkita sakum works for the nevela, but doesn't work for the achila, and you see that you can get split the two from shechita treifa. So the Brisker Rav says, who says by treifa maybe the reason why it doesn't work is not that it wasn't matayr, maybe it was matayr, but the lamaisa, the treifa is a separate issur. That's the kasha here, page 23. As the famous letter to Sefer of Salvation, page 23. Mftovu higiyani meod hisnagdi al divrei toroso, sheyivakshemi etzayim in mokum hadin berambum de treifa in lo heter shkita lachilo, in yanochi lo marti lo sheberambum porshkein, v'akshad doni morg rabi agon zatzal de rakhaim amar kein me'atzmo, v'vi raylo zemi divrei rambum, Whereas the pshat is, treifa is not like a separate issue like dam. Treifa means that it's not fully alive. So the mela, the shkita is not going to be poil on the treifa in totality, that's why it's not going to be making a heter achila, but it's still matayah. So you see that even though the shechita had a problematic shechita, legabi the achila, that doesn't mean it's going to be problematic legabi the matayah. So the same thing by shechita zakum, it can't be matayr for the achila, but it still could be matayr midei nevela midei raisa. And that's how he explains.
I thought the way that we just explained before, that it's Rav Moshe Tasso, if you say it like we just said, that Rav Moshe Tasso, it makes a lot of sense, because you see that Akum, he's not a Dinobar Svika that is fundamentally wrong, it's a Sod Shom Akum. Meaning, if he's a Nafi that's not Ovid Avodah Zarah, then it's going to be kosher. It's just a Sod Shom of Avodah Zarah. It's not felt in the Shechita per se.
Right, but maybe the soul of Avodah Zarah makes it a...
Not Bar Zvicha means he's not...
No, according to Rambam, we're saying he is a Bar Zvicha. It's just that the Torah labeled his Shechita as a Shechita
like
Avodah Zarah. Right, yet...
Right, but... Another non-Jew is kosher. Another
non-Jew, so he's saying, but... And then he's...
Superimposed on Avodah Zarah psul.
Yeah, but the Torah made that psul. So now it's the Torah made the Shechita asa because it's
Avodah
Zarah. But that made it in a psul be'etzem. So then he's saying, so if it's a psul be'etzem, but it's still matar midei nevela.
So what's his kasha? So treifa also. So everything.
So he says treifa. So treifa he thought, is not a psul and Shechita. So treif is a side psul like Kehlev and Dam. So if it's a psul of Kehlev and Dam, so how you can compare it to...
Once you have the Hanukkah that you can have a psul of Esen and a psul not Esen, I don't know why... What's Machriya came to think that...
No, because L'maisa Shechitas Akum is Nevela. So you... So therefore... Shechitas Akum is Nevela. So even though we're saying that it's Shechitas Akum is Nevela. So Nevela, he wants to say that it's a Nevela Bitam, like it's Shechita L'Avodah Zarah. Okay, but it's the Nafka Mina being that it's still Matar, could be other Nafka Minas, we'll see. So then he's asking a question on the Rambam, what's the Dimyon between that and Shechitas Treifa? Because Shechitas Treifa should be like Shechitas Dam. Shechita, that is like a separate issue. So he's saying, no, that the treifa is also a kisaron and that's a shechita. Because when you shech the treifa, that means the animal's not fully alive, so then there was a problem with the shechita then. Because the shechita is only chal on something that's fully alive.
The Rambam says the fish that the business purpose is shema chal to be zivko. So it makes sense that it's only a side akum problem, and it's only a problem in
part. Okay, but then you don't have to bring a raya from treifa. So as he's saying, what's his raya from? He wants to bring a raya from treifa. There, clearly, it's two separate things. So you could say that it's two separate things. The treifa is a separate thing, like the dam. And you could say that this is a separate thing also, and not say like this.
Right, but he's both intrinsic. You can make them both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now there are a couple of nafkaminas. So say for Mishkan Aaron, brings down the nafkaminas. Others, a couple of nafkaminas within the Shitas Harambam. That we want to say that Shechitas Akum, the Velum Tabe B'Masa is only B'Drabonim. So you have the case in the Tosefta on page 8, Yisrael Lo Yikachavim Shayu Oksim B'Sakim. She taught him Shesher. So they want to say, in other words, what if you have two people holding a Sakim and the Shechtim? So the Tosefta says it's kshera. So the Sefer Mishkan Aaron, he says, Ora, this is only the fee Tosis Shechita. Because the question is Shechitas Akum a zero or is it a negative? So if it's a zero, so then you can understand the Akum's commandalesa, and then it's a good Shechita for the Israel. But if you say it's like it's kiilu shechter lavarazara, so it's not going to help that that the Yisrael and Akum, because the Akum could be a negative, not just a zero. That was one discussion. And Rabbi Kiv Eger on page 19 says, what about Osel Vesbeno? If an Akum shechted, is that going to aser to shecht the ben later on today? So he wants to say that according to the Rambam, it's a shechita, it's matayr. It's matayr by the levela. So levela is a shechita, so therefore, it's just like when you shecht the trefa, there's a din of also vespino. So mele, but if you hold that it's a lav bar zvicha, then it's not a shechita at all, and then an akum sheshachad, there shouldn't be an iser to shech the ben later in the day. That's another, as Mishkan Aaron points out, there could be another nafkamina. We discussed some of this here, but I saw in the same thing, Mishkan Aaron, these things. And then we discussed the different girsos in the Rambam, and besides the fact that according to the Rambam it's only the Tumut Midrabanan, that there could be Nafkamina Lagabe Shnaim Ochsim Sakin, as the Mishkan Aaron points out, it could be Nafkamina Lagabe also Vesbano. Mishkan Aaron points out the din of Rabbi Kiv Eger, and so this is the fundamental machlokas, whether shechitas akum is an akum lav bar zvicha, that's tosa shita, not only an akum but even a mumal achis. Well, you say no, like the Mishkan Aaron says, these are people, so there's a bar zvicha, even if they're nachayiv, there's still a bar zvicha, but it's still a din that the Torah said that. Shkita of Zakum is like a shochet lavodazora, and therefore it's also, but it still could retire a day to veil because it's still a good shkita. Mashain Kain, first the shkita is nothing, it's metame ben veil midaraisa. So those are the fundamental discussions in Shkita Zakum. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. This is the second shiur. Tomorrow's the third. There are only four shiurim I made on shechita, which I considered the fundamentals: the psule shechita, shechitas akum, shechitas cotton, and the ben pakua. Shechitas isha is a separate thing. I didn't consider that the most fundamental.